Victoria, BC is a lovely city perched on the bottom of Vancouver Island on the edge of the Strait of Juan de Fuca, where salmon and orcas swim. That body of water is also where Victoria still sends its untreated raw sewage. Vaughn Palmer is a columnist with the Vancouver Sun.
It has a natural flushing action that just sort of means we don't need sewage treatment, if you can believe people in Victoria, at least. David, that's what we've been saying for decades, ever since people in Washington State first noticed that we were doing this and got annoyed by it.
Is there any evidence of it out there in the Strait?
Yeah, I think so. Most of the, I've talked to people who do sort of diving out there and say you do not want to dive near one of those sewage outfalls. But there's been scientific testing, too, which says there's obvious problems which happens when a metropolitan area of about 300,000 people dump basically raw, untreated sewage into a strait. Although, I'll tell you, you'll get an argument here about that, because if every time I say on radio in Seattle that we dump raw, untreated sewage into the strait, I get this huffy little note from somebody saying, it's not raw, it's screened. Isn't that a lovely image for you? Anyway, the screening plant is right near the end of my street. We were supposed to be dealing with this, you know, we were really close. In fact, I even announced on KUOW a few years ago that sewage treatment was at hand in Victoria. Unfortunately, that turned out to be premature.
Yeah, I thought Victoria had been working on a plan. Yep. What's the story?
Well, we not only working on a plan, we had set up a company, SeaTerra, which isn't that a lovely sort of earth tones kind of sea breezes name, and we'd set a budget of $787 million. We picked a site right near the entrance to Victoria Harbor. They had started cleaning the site, clearing it. My taxes and the property taxes of everybody else in the capital region were being dinged every year, every quarter, to pay for this sewage treatment. So I looked at it and thought, man, this is happening. National government, provincial government had all agreed to fund a third of the cost. And then the whole thing went off the rails. The municipality, the local government in Esquimalt, that was going to be the lucky recipient of the sewage treatment plant, refused to rezone the land for the sewage treatment plant. None of the higher governments was willing to impose it on them. That was the end of the plan. Recently, they admitted that it's kind of back to square one. They've shut down the company, SeaTerra. They have fired the CEO and sent him off with $500,000 in severance. They've closed the office, and officially the region is gone back to square one, studying possible locations for a sewage treatment plant.
Wow. I know you used to have an environmentalist who would dress up like a giant turd, for lack of a better word, to try and draw attention to the issue. Mr. Floaty. Has Mr. Floaty resurfaced?
Not so far, so to speak, and there's all kinds of things we could say about it. I always liked the line that many communities had a town fool, only Victoria had a town stool. But there was Mr. Floaty. No, he went into retirement. He retired. The thing was over, and no sign of him coming back. I think he was learning to be an elementary school teacher or something like that, so he was. The other thing that's important, we should probably take note of this. Because so much of this, David, was hanging on an agreement between British Columbia and Washington State, a 22-year-old agreement that we made in 1993 to head off a threatened tourism boycott, British Columbia made a deal with Washington to start treating its sewage, and everybody down there kind of backed away. Joel Connolly would occasionally remind us of this in the Seattle PI, but other than that, we kind of dropped it. Well, when we set up this company, the Sewage Treatment Commission, to oversee all this, we invited King County to put somebody on the commission. She's Pam Ilardo. She's the director of wastewater treatment for King County, and she was on the commission to sort of make sure we were doing the right thing here. She's quit. She sent in her letter of resignation last month because nothing's happening, and it's a waste of her time. So I don't know what's going to happen in terms of our relation with Washington State. I would think people in King County and in Washington State have pretty good reason to be angry with us over this, because it's been a long, long time that we've been promising to do something about this, and basically it's back to square one.
It's back to square one. Any predictions? How's this going to end?
I don't know anymore. Our national government has committed to paying a third of the cost, but they've also dated that promise. We have to start doing something pretty soon or the money is off the table. We are also on a long-term order to treat our sewage, which has been suspended because it's in violation of both provincial and federal law to not be treating your sewage. So again, how long are those expiries going to run out? I think the region is serious about finding another location, but you know the problem with that is the not in my backyard sentiment. One of the locations they're looking at is at the end of my street. I can imagine what the reaction of my neighbors is going to be if they decide it's going there. So this is a very, very tough thing to sort out. It may well take pressure from outside to do it. At the moment, though, we are really, really stalled here. I don't know. Maybe Mr. Floaty will have to come out of retirement.
Vaughn Palmer lives in Victoria. He's a columnist with the Vancouver Sun. I'm David Hyde, and you've been listening to The Record.